Healthcare was a top issue for many voters in the Democratic primaries in Iowa and New Hampshire. As the Nevada caucus is quickly approaching, KUNR's On Gray talked with a state health policy expert about the access and affordability issues affecting the state.
John Packham is the Associate Dean for the Office of Statewide Initiatives with the University of Nevada Reno School of Medicine. Thank you for speaking with us today.
It's good to catch up with you.
So with the Nevada caucus approaching, what are some of the main healthcare issues discussed on the national level that will have the most effect on Nevadans?
Well, I believe that the big set of issues have to do with the unfinished business of the Affordable Care Act. What steps do we take to address the Act's shortcomings? And those largely revolve around access and insurance coverage. And the sizable numbers of Americans and the millions who remain uninsured, and last check in Nevada, about 400,000 Nevadans who remain uninsured.
The Affordable Care Act and the Medicaid expansion in the state, How has it changed coverage for our Nevadans?
Well, it's changed it pretty dramatically. We've cut our uninsured rate from about 21-22% in 2013 to now down about 11% in 2018 is the most recent data.
And one issue, John, that keeps coming up quite a bit on the national level in terms of health policy options is the single government-run health insurance plan or single payer. What would that even look like, and what would that mean for Nevada?
There's a lot of things being bandied about. So one hears about repeal and replace, which is kind of the nuclear option from the Republican side, to sweeping change on the Democratic side, the most sweeping being the Medicare for All proposals. In between are actually a lot of proposed pieces of legislation that would basically deal with, again, some of the shortcomings of the Affordable Care Act, public options, public buy-ins, extension of Medicare coverage to those under the age of 65, say 50 to 64, so that there is actually a lot of different proposals that are out on the table. Kind of what I see is that the trick for the Democrats is to keep health care as a top issue because it's a winner for them politically, but not scare off voters with some of the proposals that you're hearing, particularly from Senators Warren and Sanders.
As someone who observes healthcare issues and health policy, when you listen to national conversations about healthcare, what are you not hearing politicians address that are issues important to our state?
I wish there was more attention to affordability, because even of those among us who enjoy insurance coverage, I keep hearing about deductibles and copays and other impediments to getting care when you need it, simply because even though you may enjoy health insurance coverage, you still face cost and price barriers.
And as someone who is intimately involved in healthcare and healthcare policy issues, what are you hearing from people that are topics and issues that are important to them in this upcoming election?
Well, the upcoming election, I think, for most people is kind of a combination of improving healthcare access and insurance coverage, but protecting what a lot of us have, whether it's employment-based insurance or a Medicare plan that provides benefits that you've come to count on. So I think there's kind of an uneasiness that more could be done for access and insurance coverage, but kind of that lingering fear of sweeping change that you're hearing from both parties.
John Packham is a Nevada healthcare policy expert. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
It was a pleasure.